part of Mass was really slow because I'm going to keep you here for a while. clearly, you can see I'm a little old school this morning, and I feel like it jumps, but perhaps that's what we need. I started over a week ago looking up the readings and trying to figure out what I was going to say. And it kept coming back to me that, you know, 6 weeks ago, they were crucifying Jesus. As a mom, that's what you feel sometimes. And then all of a sudden, they're singing your praises. So the Bible readings kind of fit with parenting, the ups and downs. And then no mom ever leaves their child an orphan, whether they give them up for adoption or find a safe place for them. That never happens. So my other comparison of motherhood is it's kind of like riding a roller coaster blindfolded in the dark and backwards. You never know what's coming, and just when you think you have things figured out, the track takes a turn. My adult child still thinks that I'm always on top of things. Not too long ago, he said, "I'm out of deodorant, and there isn't anywhere you usually keep it." Huh, well, there wasn't any in the closet, and I asked why he didn't let me know that he was running low, and he replied, "You always have more." So this is not an isolated incident in our house recently, and he just thinks that I'm always going to have whatever he needs whenever he wants it. So this is both good and bad. It's good because he knows that he can always depend on me. The bad is that sometimes I'm locked into specific expectations and change does not happen overnight. And I kind of cringed when I wrote my adult child. He is very self-sufficient in a lot of areas and when he wants to be. But when does parenting end? Or probably better said, what age does parenting shift? I have joked that parenting is an 18 to life term. 18-year-olds are not equipped with all the knowledge and experiences to deal with everything that happens in this life. Of course, I still question whether I have this magical wisdom at my age. So I don't think parenting ever truly ends. It just shifts and flows to become what it needs to look like for each family. Being a mom is a tough and demanding job. No one can prepare you for all the obstacles and challenges you face. And if they do, we ignore the advice, because that's not going to happen to my child. The other side of that is all the laughs and all the good times diminish all of the bad. But no one prepares you to deal with your own personality in teenage form, and we all know teenage versions of our personalities are more stubborn and less reasonable than our adult version, or at least that's how I believe it to be. You don't have to give birth to a child to be a mom, a mother figure, or act motherly. I have a coworker who is young enough to be my son, and he will at times ask me to talk to one of our more challenging students. I remember chuckling the first time and muttering that I don't let that child get away with anything. And my coworker says, "But you discipline her in a more motherly way." I'm still learning from others as I did not look at how I disciplined her, only the fact that I did. So as mothers, we also need to remember to listen to our children, for they are also wise beyond their years. Now, going back to this roller coaster, as our children age, this coaster seems to slow and the blindfold comes off. And while we don't miss the off-balance feelings, we miss the amount of time and interactions that we have with our children. And yet, that should be a celebration that we have raised children who are able to take care of themselves. Now, the darkness never goes away, and we can't foresee the future, and our children always bring us surprises. And then I will read to you, this is just Chicken Soup for a Woman's Soul. It's something that Whoopi Goldberg submitted. And it just kind of reminded me of parenting. So parental justice. Many people know me as Whoopi Goldberg, the comedian. But few know my work, what I've gone through as Whoopi Goldberg, the mother. One night when my daughter, maybe 13 or 14, she came downstairs and told me she was going out. And it was none of my business where. I looked this child over, this little version of me. She was wearing three pieces of cloth. The cloth itself was all shiny and nice and fine, but it wasn't covering enough to suit a mother. It wasn't even close. It was probably against the law in some states to go out looking like she wanted to go out looking. Okay, in my time, I wore a mini so small that all I needed to do was sneeze, and you would have known exactly the color of my underwear. But here was my barely teenage daughter looking like a grown woman, dressed like Madonna used to dress. I completely flipped. Before my mother could come out of my mouth, she was in my ear. I heard her chuckling in the corner, laughing at me over the way our situation had turned. This was parental justice. Her laugh took me back and I got angry. "Why are you laughing?" I shot back. "Because it's funny," she said, "because it's funny to see you like this now." "Funny? I'm trying to explain to this child that she can't go out looking like this. She can't go out looking like this because you don't know what invitation someone is going to pick up from this." That line, "you don't know what invitation someone is going to pick up from this," this was one of my mother's, and I wanted to take it right back as soon as I said it. My mother looked over at me and smiled, and at first I tried not to smile back, but it was too late. I had to smile too. It wasn't one of those let me laugh along with you kind of smiles, or one these gee ain't we funny kind of smiles, but the kind of smiles that come from knowing. I got it. Finally, I understood. It was a smile of recognition and maybe a little surrender. I reconnected to everything that passed between us, and I could see what was coming. I wanted to tell my mother how sorry I was. I think somebody needs to do Mother's Day next year. Somebody else. I wanted to tell my mother how sorry I was for putting her through all those motions, for not recognizing that she sometimes had something to offer beyond what I could see. But she knew. She smiled back, and she knew. I turned to my kid and said, "You know what? Go out, just go." And she did. She looked at me funny and suspicious, but she went out like she had planned. And then she came back about 20 minutes later. "You know what?" she said. "It's cold out there. I think I'm going to change and put a little more on." It happens, but it takes time. I watch now as my daughter goes through it for herself with her own kids, and I try not to chuckle. I know someday she'll hear me coming out of her mouth, and she'll look over with one of those knowing smiles and start to laugh. Because we all get it eventually.